Under his wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide. Safely abide forever.
Our Father, I pray you'll be with our study tonight. Help us to find comfort and strength and refuge by being under your wings. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm happy to be here with you once again, and in case you haven't guessed, our topic tonight is Under His Wings. And this was really inspired by a little video that Sonny Fiesel and Linda Corbin both posted on Facebook, and I want to thank you girls for posting that little video. It shows a bird obviously standing in a field, very much at attention, with its wings outstretched from side to side. And as the video progresses, you can see some farm equipment coming around and above this bird. And at first you wonder, now, why is that bird staying there when there is so much danger? But if you look around the bird's feet, you see that that bird is there protecting its nest. It made me think of the song Under His Wings, and it made me think about all the benefits that I have from being under Jesus's wings. The Bible talks several times about wings. And if you'll pardon me, I'm going to be reading directly from my Bible. I didn't have time to get this down on paper. So I'm just going to be turning in my Bible, and it may take a little bit. Psalm 17, 7 through 9 is one passage that talks about being under God's wings. And it says, "Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me." That's a beautiful passage, isn't it? About being sheltered in the wings, under the wings of God. And then in the second chapter of Ruth, Boaz is talking to Ruth in verses 11 and 12. And this is the first time they have met, and he has found out who she is and is commending her for being such a good, faithful, loyal daughter-in-law. And this is what Boaz says. "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. And then there's one more before we get started I'd like to read, and that's from Luke chapter 13. And this is kind of a sad passage, in my opinion. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and people are saying to him, you don't come to Jerusalem because Herod's going to kill you. Herod wasn't the one that wanted Jesus dead. It was the Jewish leaders. But nonetheless, this is what Jesus says about Jerusalem, and it's very sad. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Can you imagine being invited to come under the wings of protection of the Lord himself and refusing? That's a very sad thought, isn't it? And I hope that none of us will ever refuse to come under the wings of Jesus and receive what he has to offer us there. And so I have a few things about being under the wings of God and Jesus that I'd like to talk to you about for just a few minutes here. The first is this protection and the benefits and the blessings we have by being under the wings of God happen long before we're born. Do you remember the illustration I told you about the bird in the field? That bird was not protecting chicks. It was protecting eggs. It was protecting future children. And that reminded me of Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. This is a really familiar passage, but once again, let it sink into your heart. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Just like that mother hen looks at those eggs and knows that those babies need protection, and just like that mother bird stood over with wings outstretched to protect her nest from that farm equipment, God knew us before we were born. Isn't that an amazing thing? Doesn't that just cause a praise for God to come to your lips? I hope it does. Well, one benefit I think we have from being under the wings of God is that we have protection from danger. And for this, what better passage than Psalm 23 and verse 4? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That valley that is described in Psalms 2 as the darkest valley, in some translations, the shadow of death, that's a dangerous place to be. But the psalmist says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We are under God's protection throughout our whole life. No matter what happens to us, God is there with us. He is there to protect us. Even if we have a trial that shakes us to our core, God is still there protecting us from the evil one. And he is saying, you cannot have this servant, this saint of mine. He's there to protect us. He's there to keep us from danger. Another thing that we gain from being under the protection of God and Jesus is that we have rest. And I don't know about you, but I haven't been getting very good rest at night. And I recently received in the mail from my healthcare provider a CPAP machine. And I've slept with it for 3 nights. And everybody's been telling me, oh, you will sleep so much better with that CPAP. You will wake up feeling so rested. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm still hopeful that it will. But we, a lot of times, are not physically tired, but weary. I can't think of the hymn that says that God is the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. Sometimes your soul is just weary. Sometimes you're tired of the struggle. Oh, it may have a physical symptom, but this is the kind of tired I'm talking about that comes from your soul. You feel weary. I know my mother felt weary toward the end of her life. She wanted to go home. She was ready to go to her reward. She was weary. Sometimes we deal with so many problems on a day-to-day basis that we're just looking for some rest somewhere because our souls are weary. Well, what better place to go for rest than with Christ? Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I want to read that. And these are the words of Jesus. He's calling us to come to him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You see, coming to Jesus for rest is something we have to learn. And we have to learn that because we are the kind of people who like to hang on and not give it over. But God said, give it to me. Learn from me, and you'll find rest for your soul. If you're burdened, if you're weary, come and let Christ give you rest. Don't be like the chicks who refuse to go to the mother's wings, like we learned about in Matthew. Go to Christ, lean on him, let him give you rest. Another way that we receive a benefit from being under God's wings is that we find a refuge. A refuge. Psalm 36, 5 through 9. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. Now that's through the first part of verse 7. And the psalmist here is praising God for his love, his righteousness, his justice, and his ministry of preserving us. And then he says, people take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. In your light, we see light. Do you ever feel like you just need to get away emotionally? You just need to lean in to God and take refuge there. Because God is faithful. Verse 5. He is righteous. Verse 6. He is just. Verse 6. He preserves us. Verse 6. And his love is unfailing. Verse 7. His house is full of abundance. Verse 8. He is the fountain of life. Verse 9. And he is light. Verse 9. So why wouldn't we want to take refuge in the shadow of the wings of a God like that? I can't think of any reason why we would not. And the last benefit I believe I receive from being under the wings of God is comfort. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. See, God wants to comfort you. Didn't Jesus say he was sending the Holy Spirit as a comforter? Amen. God and Jesus want to comfort you. They want to give you beauty for ashes. Ashes are a sign of mourning. When the Hebrew people were in mourning, they would put on a robe of sackcloth and pour ashes on their head. And even if you were beautiful, those ashes would cover your beauty. But God wants to take away the ashes and give you your beauty. Oil of joy instead of mourning. He wants to anoint you with oil so your cup will overflow with joy instead of mourning. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Remember that sackcloth they put on when they were mourning? God wants to take that away and give you a garment of praise. I hope you have gotten some comfort out of these thoughts tonight. I really miss you all. I didn't come to church Sunday because of my kidneys, so I didn't get to see a lot of you. But please know my heart, my thoughts, and my prayers are with you. Our Father God, please bless these ladies. Bless them with comfort, with a sense of refuge, with your protection. In Jesus' name, amen. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide. Safely abide forever.
Thank you for listening. We are meeting again on Sunday for one service at 10 a.m. and following the recommended social distancing protocol. Our midweek services are still online only. Stay safe and have a great week.